What do a retired nonprofit sector professional, a trailer manufacturer, a local mom and community activist, a healthcare provider, and a funeral director have in common? These five people from different walks of life, honored at the Rotary Club of Waterdown's Paul Harris Awards ceremony at West Avenue Cider House this week, all make our community a better place. "We all do what we can," noted Paul Harris recipient Donna Schuker, who was recognized for her volunteer efforts at various Rotary events and for her work as chair of the Flamborough Connects Board, and many other roles. "I remember my father saying, 'He does what he can, she does what she can. I do what I can.'" Schuker, who worked in senior management positions with Canadian Cancer Society and MS Society of Canada before retiring, credited the support of her husband Nato for allowing her to get involved in volunteering. She also gives back by participating in the Flamborough Waterdown 100 Women Who Care and sits on Ward 15 Cown. Ted McMeekin's Community Council. She is also the de facto president of the McGregor Village Condominium Association. Service above self. Club member and Ribfest Steering Committee co-chair Nick Brown donned a signed Wendell Clark jersey to honor Joseph Vandenherk of Miska Trailers for his 20-plus years of support for Rotary, including his involvement with the Great Northern Ride, a Brantford club initiative that raised money for youth initiatives. Vandenherk has been a staunch supporter, and multiple winner, of the Flamborough Open Golf Tournament, and created a unique Rotary fundraiser that auctioned off a day of golf with the former Maple Leafs Captain Clark, along with the signed jersey. He has also provided the storage trailer for Ribfest for many years, and never fails to donate prizes for trivia night, added Brown. "I would like to thank you for all the generosity you have given our club over the years," Brown said. "You demonstrate the Rotary motto of service above self, not only by supporting us, but by helping those in the community that are less fortunate, with your genuine ability to pay it forward." In a heartfelt presentation, former club president Gary Flood honored Jennifer Valeri for her passionate support for a wide variety of initiatives. Valeri was the driving force behind installing the first Pride crosswalk in Waterdown and designing the Pride Memorial Bench in memory of Chris Owens. She has organized food drives and a diaper drive, and she chairs the Alan A. Greenleaf Parent Council's fundraising committee, which pays for trips for students whose families don't have the funds to do so. She also coaches girls' U-12 soccer and is in the process of getting an Indigenous crosswalk installed in Waterdown. Flood recalled dealing with Valeri while Rotary was organizing a drive-through Santa event during COVID. Valeri had planned a similar event, but gave the club her blessing to go ahead. "What that indicates to me is that they were not so much interested in the glory as they are in what is best for the kids and community," said Flood. Rick Ludwig, who has been Rotarian for 30 years, may prefer to work behind the scenes but took the spotlight to accept a Paul Harris Award for his dedication to the success of community events and fundraisers such as Ribfest, Trivia Night and the Flamborough Open. He also regularly contributes coffee and desserts to club events such as the Seniors Corn Roast and the Paul Harris Celebration. His business, Kitching, Steep and Ludwig Funeral Home, is a corporate sponsor for many club initiatives, and he recently completed a 12-year stint as club treasurer. "Rick, we want you to know that we do not take all your behind-the-scenes contributions for granted," said Nick Brown, who presented the award. A year of change. Waterdown Club past president Amber Kosabovich, who attended with her son Alex and daughter Natalia, was honored for a successful year that was marked by change and growth. Under her leadership, the club launched several mental health initiatives and organized events to boost members' well-being. She also oversaw the 50th anniversary of Rotary Garden Court, and represented the club at events such as the Great Lakes Watershed Cleanup. Though her business, Waterdown Physiotherapy, she organized a holiday food drive, and was recognized this week with the Gary Titla Lifetime Achievement Award by the Waterdown Village BIA. District 7090 Foundation Chair Lisa Bishop presented Kosabovich with the Lighthouse Award, which celebrates the accomplishments of the club during 2023-2024. Kosabovich, whose husband David recently died after a battle with cancer, was moved by the award, and like other recipients credited his support for her contributions to the community.